We're approaching Holy Week, which is the most important week of the church year, so today I would like to talk a bit about that. Stay tuned. Hello, friends. Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, senior pastor of St. Philip the Deacon in the western suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you as always. We are taping this the week before Palm/Passion Sunday. This episode will come out probably on Thursday or Friday before that Sunday. And so that Sunday is the beginning of Holy Week, which is it's the most important week of the church year, honestly. It's called Palm/Passion Sunday because it's the last Sunday before Easter, and so on the one hand, we recount Jesus' triumphant entry into Jerusalem. That's the palm part of it, sort of the waving of the palms as the crowds welcome him as the Messiah, as the Lord, as their king. And then we move to the narrative of the Passion, and part of that, if I'm honest, I think is a recognition that not everyone ends up coming to worship services toward the end of the week, so Maundy, Thursday, and Good Friday. Good Friday, again, paradoxically called that, despite that's the day when Jesus died. And so to tell the complete story, kind of, or to set up Easter on Palm/Passion Sunday, during that single service, we move from the waving of the palms. We sort of shift very quickly to anticipating Jesus' death. So, since this is coming out before Palm/Passion Sunday, and therefore the week before Holy Week, which again includes Maundy, Thursday. Maundy, Thursday is called that because that's the day of the Last Supper when Jesus gives a new commandment, a mandate, mandatum, and then Good Friday, and then Easter Saturday, and then Easter Sunday, of course. What I'd like to invite you to do, I guess, with this episode is I'd like to invite you or encourage you to enter into the story of what happens to Jesus between Palm Sunday and Easter Sunday, or between Palm Sunday, I suppose, and Good Friday, and then ultimately at Easter. And I'm going to give you a couple of suggestions of how you might do that. One of them is, again, we've been talking about this throughout the season of Lent. This is this little booklet, Coming to Our Senses, which is what we've been using during our Wednesday night worship services. There is, however, in addition to the five senses that it lifts up, on page 16 of this booklet, there is a spread that's just called Holy Week. And so in this spread, if you have this booklet, and if you don't, I think a digital copy or version is available on our website. We'll link to that. There are readings for every day of Holy Week: Palm Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Maundy, Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday. So I would commend those readings to you in your devotional life. Also, last weekend in our worship folder, our bulletin, we included other biblical passages which we will read on Palm/Passion Sunday, and which move us again from Palm Sunday through the events of Jesus' arrest, his beating, and ultimately his crucifixion and death. And so I'm actually going to lift these readings up for you explicitly. The processional gospel, so that's Palm Sunday portion of it, is Mark 11:1-11. We'll put these up in a graphic as well. And then again, I would encourage you to read through these other passages throughout the week of Holy Week, Mark 11:15-19. And then Mark 12:28-34, Luke 20:45-48, Luke 21:1-4, and then Matthew 26:1-4, 6-13, and 14-16. Maybe it will not surprise you, even though we're a couple weeks out yet from Easter, as I do every year, I'm sort of sitting with all of these events that we're talking about as they relate to Jesus, what he went through, what he experienced, what his disciples experienced, as I sit with what word am I going to offer up on Easter Sunday, ultimately, which is the most important Sunday of the church year. And I'm going to say a couple more words about that, but I'll draw your attention, as I've done, I'm sure, before, to a book of 12 little plays. That makes it sound like they're not important. 12 really important plays, but short plays by Dorothy Sayers, who is a mid-20th century author and playwright, called The Man Born to be King. One of the things, again, I've said this before, that these plays do brilliantly, they are just exquisite at doing this, is they bring to life the events of Holy Week, right? And actually the events of Jesus' entire life. But they remind us that we're talking, when we talk about these events, about real people, the disciples, the Romans, the people who aren't quite sure what to do with Jesus, and Jesus himself. They're real human beings, three-dimensional human beings, characters who have motivation and agency and fears and worries. And these plays bring that to life in a beautiful and powerful way. And one of my concerns always is that when we come to the Bible and read, you know, the passages I just lifted up or the passages from this other devotional book, is we, for whatever reason, the distance of time and space prevents us from seeing that these are, in fact, human beings like us. And so during this Holy Week, again, all of this is a long way of saying, I want to encourage you, to the degree you're able, as you read these passages, or if you want to look up this book, to enter into the story in a way that allows you to recognize the humanity of the people who are involved. And related to that, again, I've said this many, many times, in earnest and seriously, as you sit with that story, as you sit with this narrative, I would love to know what questions come up for you, or what sort of sticks with you, or what makes you think, wait a minute, I don't understand, why did this happen, or why did this person behave this way, or what's meant by this? If you're wondering about that, I promise you that other people are as well. And I do feel like part of my job, again, maybe every week that I preach, but certainly on Easter Sunday, is to respond to those deep questions, those felt needs that we have, not necessarily to explain the resurrection. I'm not sure, honestly, that's entirely possible, but maybe in some small, limited way to make some sense of it for us today. And again, if you have thoughts or questions or reflections that might help me to do a better job of that, I would love, as always, to know what those are. And so again, I wanted to get this out early enough for you to be able to respond to that before we get to actually Easter. So I have no idea if any of that made any sense. I hope it did. I'm sitting with this story as I do every year. I hope you sit with it as well. And I hope you'll join us for all of the worship services that we have coming up, both Palm Sunday and then again throughout Holy Week. It is the, what does Dorothy Sayers say about it? I love this quote, if I can find it quickly. She's writing to, you know, the people who are going to hear her play. And she says, "You have forgotten perhaps that it is first and foremost a story. All of these events about Jesus, a true story, the turning point of history." And then she says, "The only thing that has ever really happened." I look forward to celebrating the only thing that has ever really happened with you again this Holy Week, and as always, I invite your questions. Until next time, also as always, be well, stay in touch, and God bless.